You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Man, we are live from Atlanta Radio Row right here on Sports Radio 610. It's in the loop. And I got to say this, John. Mm-hmm. You know, you have a calling, obviously. And I think you've maximized your calling covering Houston sports and sports around the state for 30 years. Mm-hmm. And covering them nationally and being on the radio for God knows who how long. But if that hadn't worked out for you, I think you could have been a PR guy or some sort of, like, guy who covered up smoke screens. Because for whatever reason, you've convinced all the loopholes. You've convinced all the coworkers. You've even convinced my loved ones, friends, and relatives that listen to this show all the mm-hmm. time that I'm some sort of instigator, that I'm, like, the face of instigating when it comes to Sports Radio 610. And I'm not saying that I haven't been told that throughout my own life.
Okay, then.
And I'm not debating it. But let's just be honest, since we are being honest together and we're rooming together
right now. Are we
talking?
Are we
yes,
really talking?
We're talking. It's just the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
You're not far behind when it comes to instigating.
How so?
Lopez.
Give me an example.
You instigate everything. You do this a lot for your own amusement. There's a lot of times that you will instigate and sit back there and eat some popcorn. So you sitting there saying
how?
It to me.
Give me
I'm
one
not
example.
Saying you're wrong. Lopez, every single day, just give me like 10 more minutes hanging out with you. Something's going to happen. Something's going to happen.
By the way, what's the name of the coach going to Miami?
Flores from the Patriots.
Yeah, yeah. What's his first name? Do we all look alike, Landry? Race car! You said Tom Flores is going to Miami.
It's Brian Flores.
Instead of Brian Flores.
Well, Brian's black.
Well,
do you think y'all all have the same last names?
What do you mean?
Because you didn't know that he was
Hispanics
black.
Hispanics come in different shades.
I know, but did you not think you didn't know he was black? Did you?
Well, I still don't know if he's like
hit it again, Figgy.
No,
race car.
He's black.
Would you call Cubans black?
He's not Cuban.
Would you call Cubans black?
No, but he's an African American coach, Brian Flores.
Are you sure?
Let's just move on.
No, I'm not
100% sure.
Okay,
I'm not 100%
then.
Sure.
So that's why I consider him Hispanic until I am told otherwise. Or
because
Google,
of his name?
Or Google, yes, because of his name. I don't. At least I'm not sending Tom Flores to Miami instead of Brian Flores. And then during the break, he looks at me dead serious and says, talking about Tom Flores, isn't he white? No, Landry.
That was me kidding.
No, you were not.
I know
not
Tom
kidding.
Flores is your guy, dude. Come on. That's your dude. You're all about
Hispanic.
Him. Patriots are already here in Atlanta. I think they're staying down the street. Tom Brady was front and center yesterday at the Patriots rally. 35,000 people in attendance in New England. Tom Brady, you are good at a lot of things, and you live a life that most of us would love to live, but you suck at starting chants.
And as Des said, let's let them hear it all the way down in Atlanta. We're still here! We're still here! We're still here! We're still here! We're still here!
All right. Oh, yeah.
He dropped the microphone.
All right. Here's a loophole weighing in right here. @hate_on_g. That is a lot of stuff there, but we appreciate you listening. He says, Lopez is not an instigator, so why did Et get Nick right? Put Burt's Bees on his eyelids and smoke that cigarette. Remember that, John?
Yeah, yeah. Well, that was a bet. He lost. So that's not instigating. That's paying off a bet. He also dipped his boys in a cup
coffee.
Of hot coffee. That
what was the bet for that? What in your right mind would make you want to put your coconuts
said,
in some coffee?
I know our loopholes will help us on this. I think he said something would happen by a certain date. Hey, there's Josh Pastner. And ultimately, it didn't happen, and he said he would dip his boys in a cup of hot coffee if that didn't happen. So what he didn't know, though, is when I got the hot coffee, I also microwaved it for 30 seconds, so it was super-duper hot.
Josh Pastner just walked by, the guy that was the coach. He was a player at Arizona, then he was at Memphis coaching when he was, like, in his 20s.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's a coach at Georgia Tech. He needs to get rid of that haircut.
Josh.
He looks like Kenny freaking Powers. He looks like a clown.
You want some John Lopez trivia?
You coached against him in AAU.
No,
I know where this
no,
is going. Everything goes back to your
no,
AAU career.
No.
All right, go
no,
ahead.
No, you
go
are
ahead.
Incorrect.
Go ahead.
He was for a very brief time, my assistant coach.
You're lying.
Let's get it, Josh. Get him in for 3 minutes after this interview.
You're lying.
Josh Pastner, coaching at Georgia Tech in the ACC, coached at Memphis, coached where else? Played at Arizona, won a national championship, was my assistant coach for about 2 months.
How did this come about?
Because it was after Arizona, but before he got a coaching job, and he was helping his dad, Hal Pastner, who ran the Houston Hoops, get the team. And I had my team together, and we were going to Nationals for the first time. I think it was when I had the kids in eighth or ninth grade. And he came and helped me out. He was doing most of the heavy lifting.
Well, no doubt. No kidding.
But he was my assistant. How many people can say that?
Probably two. I mean, he was a head coach immediately.
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe it.
We'll get Josh over here. I'm going to say hello. Josh and I are boys.
All right. We're going to confirm or deny
this.
I'm going
to text him right now.
We'll tweet
look
it out.
To your right.
We'll tweet it out at Sports Radio 610. And if he does actually look to his right, he's not going to look at his phone while he's on national TV.
Yeah.
But we'll see if he confirms or denies that, because I'm very skeptical about that report. AFC tops the NFC in the Pro Bowl. Patrick Mahomes is your offensive MVP. Jamal Adams, your defensive MVP. Deshaun Watson, 7 of 15, 128 yards. An interception and a touchdown pass to Jags cornerback Jalen Ramsey. Lamar Miller. I'll tell you what, a lot of people were skeptical about Lamar Miller being in the Pro Bowl and wondered whether he belonged. He shut a lot of those people up yesterday. 4 carries for 6 yards and 1 catch for 0 yards for Lamar Miller.
Yeah.
So congratulations to him. 6 total yards in a game where nobody's tackling you. Four carries for 6 yards.
That's a really good point.
In a game where nobody's trying to tackle you, Lamar Miller has 4 carries for 6 yards and 1 catch for 0.
It's not as if he's getting hammered at the line of scrimmage or anything. He's absolutely not. He's absolutely not.
Bernardrick McKinney, he doesn't get any tackles in the game. He has a pass breakup. I like Bernardrick McKinney. I'm a fan of his. He's not made for the Pro Bowl. He likes to hit people too much.
Yeah.
I mean, if Bernardrick McKinney is one of those guys that only plays one way, and that's just straight
thumping.
There
were a couple of moments there where you knew the guy, and I'm not talking about McKinney. Like, there was a couple of defenders who were, like, ready to, you know, really lay the wood, and they had to, like, all of a sudden snap and snap out of it, so to speak.
Bernardrick's just not that guy. Wade Phillips had the internet going nuts last night. Rams getting on the plane. A picture of Wade Phillips wearing his dad, Bum Phillips, former Oilers great, his cowboy hat and his jacket went viral, and it's caused a lot of people in Houston to have a rooting interest in this game. Wade Phillips, internet going nuts. He was already the official coach of In the Loop, and
yes,
we already had his back. But after he did that, I think a lot of people in Houston are on that side as well.
And
we're
going to try to catch up with him at Media Day tonight.
Yeah, I'm going to talk to him.
We'll try to get the rest of the story on that and bring it to you tomorrow. But I really feel like a piece of Houston now is going. I think Houstonians believe a piece of Houston now is going to the Super Bowl, coming here to the Super Bowl. I think it was really cool. And by the way, these people, I know a couple of people have said it. Oh, Bum Phillips never won in that jacket. Yeah, he did win in that jacket, that coat. He just didn't win in Pittsburgh. And it was still, to this day, the most beloved moment in Houston's football history was Bum Phillips after wearing that coat in Pittsburgh.
Today on Mad Radio, one of their main talking points, and this is one of those things, you know, nothing gets Mike Meltzer more fired up than Hall of Fame talk. And speaking of Mad Radio, if you're just tuning in, Deshaun Watson tomorrow in the Twin Peaks hot seat at 8:20. So Texans quarterback Deshaun Watson, I approved it, so I know a lot of people are upset. I said it's okay to go on Mad Radio when I'm not on there. So Deshaun shot me a text, and I told him, hey, it's cool.
Is that right?
Those guys are cool guys. I'll catch up with you a little bit later. But they were talking about whether or not Julian Edelman is a Hall of Famer. And I can't believe that's even a discussion.
How is he not?
What do you mean?
He's got the second most, about to be the most catches in playoff history.
But that's just because he plays with Tom Brady and has played more
games.
Well,
Jerry Rice played with Joe Montana and Steve Young.
Has Julian Edelman ever even made a Pro Bowl? I mean, is that really
what
we're going to do?
You don't think Julian Edelman is going to be a Hall of Famer?
Hell no.
He's a lot.
I don't think Julian Edelman's a Hall of Famer.
So you don't think Jerry Rice should be a Hall of Famer?
Jerry Rice is the greatest of all time. Julian Edelman's not even – I don't even think Julian Edelman is one of the top 20 receivers of my lifetime.
Whose playoff record is he about to break?
Yeah, but it's a team game.
No, I mean, whose is it?
It's not boxing or golf.
Whose record is it again?
He's not going to break Jerry Rice. He's way off. He's like 40 catches off of Jerry Rice. He's not gonna break it. And even if he does, even if Tom Brady plays like six more years and Julian Edelman's the all-time receiver in playoff history, he doesn't deserve to be in the Hall of Fame. When have you ever?
Describe a Hall of Famer. Not numbers. I mean, I know numbers are a part of it, but like, describe what constitutes an NFL Hall of Famer.
I mean, you had to have been an elite player for an extended period of time, and your accolades have to line up to it. I can't just judge regular season and say that. Based on that, if you're telling me that Julian Edelman's a Hall of Famer, then you think that Eli Manning is a better quarterback than Phillip Rivers.
Look,
don't think that, do you?
No, God.
Exactly,
no.
But Eli has two Super Bowls. Rivers has none.
But the qualifier is Bob Greasy's in the Hall of Fame. Because he was a very above-average quarterback that won two Super Bowls for the Miami Dolphins and was in a perfect season. Context matters, all right? Context for a particular player matters. You're not alone. I think a lot of people don't think he's a Hall of Famer. Look, this is an absolute – it could be it's going to be a conversation that a lot of people are going to have. All I'm saying is, and I'll go back to what I talked about with Tom Flores, you know, are you going to be able to write the Patriots' history without Julian Edelman?
No, but there's a lot of guys you can't write the history without that aren't.
But where is he on the pecking order? In the history of the Patriots, it's Tom Brady.
He's probably not top 10.
Oh, I think he absolutely is.
I mean, you got to put Brady in there. You got to put
Brady's number one.
Belichick.
Well, okay, Belichick and Brady, number one.
Belichick, Kraft. I think.
Gronk.
Welker. Is ahead of him. Welker's not a Hall of Famer, and he's a better player than Julian Edelman.
Not as good as Edelman.
And he doesn't have any Super Bowls.
Right.
I don't think you can overreact to postseason and put even consider.
He is easily,
it disgusts me that this is even a topic.
I think it's an absolute topic that a lot of people are going to discuss for a long time. What I'm saying is when you write the history of the New England Patriots, Julian Edelman is at the top.
You can't write the history of the New England Patriots without Aaron Hernandez. So based on that, just put it that is weird.
No,
like, you have to have like a resume, and you have to have been good for a long time. You can't write the history of the Patriots without Aaron Hernandez. So based on that, should Aaron Hernandez be in the Hall of Fame?
That might be the dumbest thing you've ever said. It truly is.
I'm going by your theory.
No. But it's not just that. I'm saying it's like. Okay, so Tom Flores is not just the fact that he was a groundbreaker. He was a groundbreaker and had the production and had the wins. Same thing with Edelman. You know, the only history that Aaron Hernandez is going to be a part of is the fact that he killed people. That doesn't make him an NFL Hall of Famer. It makes him a prison Hall of Famer.
You can't write the history of the Patriots without Drew Bledsoe. Is he supposed to be in the Hall of Fame?
You can write the history of the Patriots without Drew Bledsoe.
If he doesn't get hurt, who knows what happens?
Oh, come on now.
I'm just telling you.
But from the point of their success, Drew Bledsoe wasn't even there. That was truly the dumbest thing you've ever said.
He did win an AFC championship,
and you're kind of half smiling because you know it was the dumbest thing you've ever said.
I just think that's a dumb argument because you and Meltzer always say, "Could you write the history of baseball?" Yeah, you could write the history of baseball without guys that get in the Hall of Fame. Just because he was a key part of things doesn't mean he's automatically in the Hall of Fame. Like that just doesn't make a ton of sense to me.
I guess
is Jay Novacek a Hall of Famer from the Cowboys?
No.
Okay. They won. I mean, he was one of the best tight ends in the league when they were there.
He wasn't Edelman-like. He didn't have those numbers.
You might be surprised.
Oh, I'm sure he was.
Has
good.
Julian Edelman ever even made a Pro Bowl? And I know Pro Bowls aren't the end-all, be-all, but has Julian Edelman ever even made a Pro Bowl?
Well, he's been too busy winning championships. He hadn't been to the Pro Bowl.
He's been too busy being average and then playing in so many playoff games because he's with Tom Brady. I can't believe this is even a discussion.
The best receivers in Tom Brady's history.
Moss.
How many years did Moss play with him?
I mean, he only played a couple, but they were a record set. They went 18-0 before losing. So I would say Moss, when he was at his best, was up there. Deion Branch won a Super Bowl MVP. So do you put him in the Hall of Fame based on your criteria?
How long did he play with him?
He was there with him for a few years. I mean, he won. Julian Edelman's never been a Pro Bowler ever
because he's winning Super Bowls.
He's won two Super Bowls. Welker was better than Julian Edelman. Deion Branch was better.
Randy Moss was better. Whoa. Welker was better than Edelman?
Way better. Look at those numbers.
Maybe in a smaller sample size.
Look at those numbers side by side. It'll drive you nuts. I know he didn't win a Super Bowl, but
no, Welker was awesome.
Welker was 100 times better than Julian Edelman. 100 times. Not even close. He dropped that one against the Giants, but Wes
Are you Welker's instigating now? Are you doing this again?
No, I'm being 100%.
Yeah?
Put the numbers side by side. Put the numbers of Wes Welker and Julian Edelman by each other. And watch the game. Like, what?
Watch the games. Edelman's a lot better.
Oh, you now you're watch the games
Welker's
guy?
A lot better. Excuse me. Yes, watch the damn games.
Now you're watch the games guy.
Yeah, watch the games. Or give
seriously?
Me something. There's nothing Julian Edelman has on Wes Welker.
Except production and more.
No, he doesn't.
In the postseason.
Well, Wes was not bad in the postseason. The Patriots just, they got upset by the Giants a couple times, which wasn't his fault except the one time that he dropped one. But Tom Brady threw that a little bit behind him. Chris Paul, I think he's probably going to be a Hall of Famer. He returned to the court last night for the Rockets. Rockets topped the Magic 103-98. Paul with 12 points in 25 minutes. Harden drops 40. It's his 23rd straight game with at least 30. Here's Chris Paul on how it felt to be back on the court for Mike D'Antoni.
I felt good. Obviously, you know, practicing and training and all that's different from the game, but it was good to get out there and play.
How do you feel about this?
Well, now, did he ever get an assist to James Harden?
I don't know. Ask Colin Cowherd. I think he's right down there. You can ask Cowherd, and Cowherd will probably tell you if he did or didn't.
I'll have to get...
Dude, this Wes Welker-Julian Edelman comparison is...
Well,
is
see, rough. I like it because I think it's going to be a heated conversation.
Wes Welker, 5-time Pro Bowl. Julian Edelman, 0. Wes Welker, 2-time first-team All-Pro. Julian Edelman, never. Wes Welker, 2-time second-team All-Pro. Julian Edelman's never done that. 3-time NFL receptions leader. Julian Edelman's never done that. NFL record, 99-yard reception. Hasn't been done. It's been done by one other guy. And then I won't even list his Big 12 accolades because that just takes it to a whole nother level. But Wes Welker and Julian Edelman, not even close.
If you just you saying that is idiotic. I get the accolades went to Wes Welker, but this is truly you at your best, at your highest. You know, just totally diminishing what Julian Edelman has done.
I'm not diminishing it. I'm just saying it's not Hall of Fame caliber.
I think he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. I think it's going
to
be close.
If he goes to the Hall of Fame, they got to lower the bar.
John McClain is going to say, no, he's never getting in, but he'll get in at some point.
If he gets in, they got to lower the bar significantly. And then you got to start considering guys like Wes Welker and other receivers who haven't got in. If that happens, then that bar is so much lower, or else we just need to put like 70% stock in the playoffs
and
30%.
You say the bar is lower, and you're missing my big point. Because of the Super Bowl success and the postseason success, it changes the standard for statistics. You can go back and just look. You can go to, obviously, Tom Flores is one, but you can talk about Bob Greasy. You can talk about just player after player that have become Hall of Famers because – of what they did in the postseason. You're saying, in essence, you're saying, in essence, the postseason does not matter in your Hall of Fame case. That's what you're saying.
No, it matters, but you have to have at least been really, really good in the regular season. Julian Edelman's just not that guy. He's a good player, but he's just not that guy. Like, not even close to that
guy. Why do I feel like Paul Gallant right now?
I don't know why you feel like Paul Gallant.
Paul, grab a headset.
Bob Greasy was a 6-time Pro Bowler, by the way. You're talking about Bob Greasy and Julian Edelman, 2-time first-team All-Pro. He won an MVP in 71.
Right.
He was the NFL passing touchdowns leader in 1977. You're comparing Julian freaking Edelman?
Yes, because Bob Greasy was not that good.
Come on, dude.
I feel like I'm Paul Gallant. Paul's just walking by, so we snagged him. I'm, and you might be on his side on this, but I'm making the case that Julian Edelman is going to have a strong Hall of Fame case just based on his postseason alone.
I mean, his postseason numbers are second to only that of Jerry Rice.
Exactly.
Andrew Locker.
He's making fun of you.
No, I'm not necessarily. Yeah. See, here's the thing. Here's the thing about his postseason statistics. They are incredible.
They're
and
incredible.
I feel that someone is going to be able to make a compelling case for
did.
Him because of that. John just did it. And here's the thing, Landry.
Wes Welker has to get in then.
I don't disagree with that.
But that's a 5-time All-Pro. He has to be in there.
No, I don't disagree. I'm not arguing Wes Welker's merits here. See, that's where you get lost in the minutia of the numbers. I'm not Wes Welker. If you want to say he's a Hall of Famer, I could see that point. I could totally be down with that point. What I'm saying is Edelman has a strong Hall of Fame case because of what he has done in the postseason, and that alone compares with Bob Greasy, compares to guys that have gotten into the Hall of Fame. And I'm trying to think of other examples. I'm drawing a blank.
How about Terry Bradshaw?
Terry Bradshaw.
I mean, Terry Bradshaw, yeah, statistically, yeah, not the most impressive, but 4 Super Bowls. Again, sometimes it's about the amount of times that you go to these big-time games. That's what Edelman has done a whole lot of.
Matters.
It does, and I think it matters a little bit more than what someone does in the regular season. Now, again, I think it would be very hard for him to get in. But here's the other thing you have to remember, given how many people covered the NFL and have seen this Patriots run, and in terms of the guys who are repeat contributors offensively, I mean, Edelman has been pretty much number one because Gronkowski's missed a couple of these games, or he hasn't been 100% in some of these games. So I look at all of this, and I'm not going to make the strong argument for Edelman. I will let John do it, but here's the thing.
Yeah. Oh, he hadn't done that.
Here's the thing.
I really haven't. What I'm saying is there's going to be an argument. That's what I'm
exactly. And that's what it's all about at the Hall of Fame. It's a matter of, like, do you have a John McClain in your corner?
Yeah.
Because sometimes it's, I mean, you know, I know, John, you've been.
Too soon. You heard about his back, right?
No, I did not. No,
well,
no.
He's laid up.
He's laid up in the bed. His back acted up here.
Is he not going to be out with us?
He's not out tonight.
Oh.
To see if he can come back tomorrow and be a hard-o hero, as you would
say. Oh, yeah? Yeah, you're going to come in like that? It's going to be his Willis Reed game, essentially? I like that. Anyway, guys, I think that from a – I think they got a strong argument. But at the end of the day, you need to have someone who is really strong in your corner that is making that push. And I think that there will be at least one person that's making that push,
John. I think there will be. Especially out of the Boston market.
Yes.
That matters, too, where you come from.
Hey, speaking of that, John Lopez, did you know Josh Pastner was his assistant coach in AAU?
For about 2 months.
Really?
Yeah. We're trying to confirm this report.
Who can
report.
Say that? I bring him on over here.
We'll confirm
here.
This report. I want to get a scout. I want to get a scouting report.
This is incredible.
Isn't that a great story?
This is incredible.
Guys coached at Memphis, Georgia Tech, somewhere else.
And for you, where does your name come on that resume? Top?
I'm sure he puts me on there.
We'll ask him. I'm gonna chase this story.
We need to ask him if he could put me on his resume.
So we'll have that. And speaking of the OG John Lopez, I'm not saying he lied to me, but you minimized something significantly, and I have audio to prove it. That and a lot more. Back end of In the Loop, live from Radio Row in Atlanta on Sports Radio 610.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.